Alright, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Uncanny Valley. We are back with more Once in a Lifetime, so let's get started. Come on, let's ask about the game. Hi, we're staying here for a few days, and we heard there's some sort of game. Oh, welcome to Funakanai. Sorry, guys. Funakanai, travelers. I'm Daisuke, the mayor. And you've come on the perfect day. Today we celebrate the foundation of our town 800 years ago. And yes, we prepare a game every year for couples so that they may prove that their love is the strongest. Couples, huh? Yeah, play along for now. Let's just pretend we're a couple. Sure, that sounds fun. There's a prize, right? That's correct, but only one couple can win and take the valuable prize. The first one to solve the riddle. Which reads, there where the wind takes you, where the journey of many begins and the journey of others ends. Where the wind takes you, where the journey of many begins and the journey of others ends. The docks! The docks of Funakanai, of course! Let's go, we must hurry. Oh, welcome! Hey, you're Hiromi's assistant, aren't you? Yes, I am. It's nice to see you again. I'd like to take part in the town's festivities. You're the second couple to arrive. No! Did we lose? Not at all. There's a second riddle. But first you must tell me the reason why you love Grimm. What? Why I love Grimm? Yes, I must make sure you two really love each other. If not, there's no prize. Oh, okay. Let me think. I really like being with him. He cheers me up when I'm sad, and he always makes me laugh. He's so funny. I can't stop thinking about him when he's not with me, and when we're together I feel stronger and happy. I'm not sure how to put this. Haha. That was so nice. Perfect. You've earned the second riddle. There, where you must go to grow your spirit and your belly, a sun at the entrance and a moon at the exit. I know where that is, the ramen house. I was going to say that myself. Really? Yeah, I'm sure. The sun and the moon are signs the bartender hung on the door. Okay, then, let's go. Hey, we're here for the riddle game. Can you help? Wakaramasu, watashi wa anaragai karai desu. Cut the shit, dude. We've been through this. I know you speak English. Nagadesu! This guy's a fucking moron. Hi, Genki. How are you? Judy, I didn't know it was you. Yes, we came here following the riddle. Oh, of course. You're too clever. Haha, thank you. Do you have another riddle? Yes. But first you have to say what you like most about Judy. Me? Yes, you. It's part of the game. Cut to the chase. Okay, I like her eyes. I could stare at them for hours. Okay, that will do. Jealous asshole. Here's the last riddle. Some try to hide, some try to cheat, but time will show we will always meet, all together, in the same place. A cemetery? Yes, that sounds about right. I know where the cemetery is, northeast of the village. Follow me, Grimm. Can you prepare us something to eat, Genki, to take away? Of course, Judy, right away. Thanks. There it is. This place creeps me out. I hope it doesn't rain. I don't think so. The clouds are moving away. How many people do you think are buried here? I don't know. Hundreds, I suppose. Spooky. Anyway, there's no one here, Judy. Maybe this isn't the right place. We should go over the riddle again, don't you think? Judy? Judy? Judy! Where the fuck did she go? She was right here a moment ago. Fuck. Why do these things always happen to me? Where can she... Boo! Ah! God damn it, Judy. You scared the hell out of me. Ha ha ha, you should have seen your face. You screamed like a... It's not funny. Come on, it is. Ha ha ha, okay. I'm sorry, bro. Let's go. And where did you find that mask? There were a couple of them behind a tombstone. Okay, let's go to... Boo! Ha 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 ha. That's not fucking funny. I'm gonna punch you. Ah, sorry, guys. It's part of the tradition. Congratulations, you solved the riddle. The prize is within your reach. There's only one last test to be completed. You must prove how well you know your girl. You must guess what? Judy. What Judy would answer to the following questions. She'll write it down on paper. Okay. Got it. All right. There's only 5 questions. Shoot. Tell me, what stresses Judy more? I'm gonna fuck this one up. Who's Judy's best friend? How would she rather spend a Friday night? Does she consider herself a brave or fearful person? And last one, if she had to go to an uninhabited island with someone, who would it be? And you guessed 3 out of 5. That'll do, which means that the riddle of love is complete. You can go back to the town square next to the cherry trees and tell the mayor the following words. Iroke Yori Cookie? And hurry up, you must get there before the fireworks. Okay, thank you. Let's go, Grim. And where are we going? Back to the town square? Ah, welcome back. Did you solve the riddle of love? Yes, we did. Hell yeah. So, do you have anything to say to me? Roke Yori Kuke. Correct. Ladies and gentlemen, we have the winning couple of this year. Yeah, we did it. Yes, you're the best, Judy. No, you are. So, what's the prize? Yes, is it money or a gift? Plane tickets? A suit of samurai armor? A cosplay costume? Aha, you've had the prize right in front of you all this time. Discovering the love you have for each other. The prize is love. Congratulations. Look at their faces. I know you were expecting something else, but in time you'll realize that is the best gift possible. That's also very Japanese. To be like, oh, the prize was love all the whole time. You know, Japanese are very humble. I'm sorry guys, but we can't afford anything else right now. What do you want me to give you? Do you want a free yakitori? Come on, guys. What do you want? Whatever you want. That katana looks cool. What? Not the katana. I bought it last month and I just picked it up from getting sharpened at the blacksmith. It costs a lot of money. Alright. We should be able to see the fireworks from here. Whoa, this katana is awesome. Yeah, so nice of the mayor to give it away. Awesome prize. What a day this has turned out to be, huh? Thank you for joining me, Grim. I had a great time. Me too, Judy. Whoa, look at the sky. It's full of stars. Yeah, it's beautiful. I love Japan. Too bad the trip's almost over. But we'll have really good memories. That's true. And besides, even though we didn't find Azazel, we know he's looking for the grimoire of Magnus. And we know where to find it. Yeah, if we work together, they can't stop us. Yeah. Look! Fireworks! Awesome! I was always fond of fireworks. I could lie here forever. By your side. Can I ask you a question, Grim? Of course, Judy, whatever you want. Do you love me? What? Do you love me? What do you mean by that? Do you mean as a sister, or... Yeah, as a sister, of course. What else would I mean? Well, time to go home. We should get back to Mom and Lauren. You were asking. Go, let's hurry up. Okay, let's go. A few minutes later. Well, we should go to sleep. Our plane leaves tomorrow at 1900, so there's no hurry. We have to say goodbye to Hiromi, and we could stop by the public baths before leaving. They open tomorrow. Sure. I gotta say, this trip has been an incredible experience. Yeah, totally. It's been fun. Good night, Grim. Night, Lauren. Well, good night, Judy. I had a great time with you today. Yeah, me too. Good night. Man, too bad we're leaving tomorrow. I hope I can get back to school and resume my normal life. Lately, my life has been anything but normal. I can't complain, though. We know where the grimoire is now. We'll find it and destroy it, and then we can put all of this behind us. Wow. What if this is all wrong? It's like it should be wrong, but it doesn't feel like it. Maybe that's part of the thrill. I think about it another time. I'm really kind of sleepy. I should get some rest. Wake up. Oh. Who are you? Don't you know? You've been asking about me insistently. I'm Azazel. What do you want? You know what I want. The Grimoire of Magnus. Give it to me. I don't have it. Liar. I saw you walking into the Yakuza meeting. I know you have the... Or Yakuza meeting. I know you have the Grimoire. Well, where's my family? I put them to sleep. No one can hear you. We're alone. So, if you don't tell me where the grimoire is, I'm going to kill you. Oh, shit. Fuck. What do I do now? The gun, it's hidden in the lamp. Maybe I could try to grab it. Okay. The grimoire is here. I hid it. Give it to me. Oh, okay. And what are you going to do with it? Astaroth will know what to do. That power belongs to him. That was Lilith's mistake, trying to achieve Astaroth's objective through mortal ways. The compound AAR? What an insult. He is a divine being, and as such, he needs a godly power. But enough talking. Hand it to me. It was right here. What? Don't move, motherfucker. I said don't move. Or what? Have you ever killed a man, boy? What exactly is your plan here, huh? Killing me? Will you get rid of the body? You don't have the power to hide something like this. The police will find out. Your family will find out. They'll think you're a murderer. They'll lock you up for life. Is that your plan? Sounds better than getting killed. You don't even have the balls to pull the trigger. I knew we should have killed you long ago. But Samuel said, no, we can't kill him. What are you talking about? Enough! Give me the grimoire! I'm getting sick of you. I'll make it very clear. You have two options right now. One, you put the gun down, you tell me where the grimoire is, and you may live to see the new world that Astaroth will create. Two, you die. I rape your fucking stepsisters in front of their mother, then I rape her too, and I slit their throats from ear to ear. I swear to God, if you touch a single hair on their heads, you're fucking dead. You dragged them into this, Grim. Accept the consequences. I'm fine with both options. You choose. You got 5 seconds. What the fuck do I do now? This is not an episode of a TV series. If I shoot him, I'll go to prison forever. But if I tell him where it is, he'll kill me, or maybe not. I don't know. 5. 4. What? Dad? Why am I seeing that now? Am I gonna die? Am I seeing my life pass before my eyes? And that's the shit I'm seeing? What the? I've never seen that place before. Am I losing my mind? 3. Aiko, why are you here?
Are you okay?
Yes.
You shot Azazel. You shot your uncle.
It had to be done.
I was gonna shoot him.
I know, but it had to be me. I heard everything he said. What he was gonna do to you, to your family. And because of you, I started investigating, and I found out he murdered my father when I was 4. I'm sorry to hear that, Aiko. I know this must not be easy. He was trash. He didn't deserve better. I'm just sorry I'm so unforgivably late. And I'm sorry I didn't listen to you from the beginning. It's just that... It's alright. Don't beat yourself up, Aiko. Thank you, Grim. Well, what are we supposed to do now? Do you think anyone heard the shot? I don't think so. Azazel put your family to sleep with chloroform. They won't wake up till morning. And you are the only guest in this place. The only person who lives near here is... What the fuck? Oh, Jesus Christ almighty! What the fuck happened here? There's a dead man in my hotel! Again! I can explain, Hiromi. What a mess, and on top of the good futon! You can't get that out with water. Hiromi, don't worry, Grim. I'll handle this. What kind of travel guide would I be if I didn't cover up the murders of my clients? Well, I'll be damned. Take a shower and get some rest. Breakfast will be ready by the time you finish. Okay, then. Thank you, Hiromi. Well, seems that has been solved. Yes, I should be leaving, too. Got anywhere to go? I'll find something. I've been alone all my life. That won't be an issue. Why don't you come with us? What? Come to us! To England! I'm sure Asmodeus can find you a place and you can study at the same school as Lauren, Judy, and I. Are you serious about this? Of course! Okay then, I could use a change of scenery. I'll come with you. Thank you, Grim. I'm sure that you'll fit right in. I'm gonna take a shower. See you later. Okay. Well, the harem increases then, doesn't it? A few hours later.
Morning! These two seem to get along. Haha, yeah, it's disgusting, but you get used to it. Hey, all good? Sure, Aiko and I were just getting up to speed. Turns out we have much in common, and she has more reasons than anyone for wanting to take down the Sons of Astaroth. Thanks, Lauren. Cool. I'm glad to see you two getting along so well. This might end up going very badly, or very well. Just imagine. Good morning, Grim. Hi, Carla. Did you get your stuff? Yes, ma'am. I was thinking we could all go to the public baths that Hiromi told us about. Nice, you read my mind. It's the perfect way to say goodbye to Funakanai. Your friend can come, too. You should join us, Aiko. Of course. You coming, Aiko? Me? Okay, sure. Why not? Thanks. I'll go ahead to make sure it's open. I'll see you there. Okay. Ah, I'm gonna miss this place. Hi. Hey there, I was here the other day, and yes, I remember. We open in 15 minutes. Nice, we're 5. Excellent. If I remember correctly, you said these were mixed baths, didn't you? That is correct, sir. Nice. Good fortune finally smiles on me. Okay then, they'll arrive any minute. I'll wait here. Thank you. Come in when you're ready. Taking a deep breath. Man, we killed Azazel today. Well, Aiko did it. I guess she's used to this life. Judy, Lauren, and I shouldn't be used to these things, but we took it surprisingly well. In video games and movies, people die all the time, but this is real life. It shouldn't be easy. Maybe everything that's going on is desensitizing us. Well, in any case, I can't stop now. We have to end this. I have to end this. I must protect them at any cost. I just got an email from the travel agency. Thank you for traveling with us. Please take a few minutes of your time to fill in the following customer satisfaction survey on your travel guide. Hiromi. 5 stars out of 5. Grim, is it open? Oh, the baths. I almost forgot. Yes, I was waiting for you. Let's go in. Welcome. Hi, we're all here now. Great, the admission fee is 1,500 yen per person. Holy shit, that's expensive, but it's still worth it. No problem. Here you go. My treat. Okay, then. You go in. The men's locker room is right behind you, and the women's one is behind the curtain on my right. Oh, are there separate changing rooms? It doesn't make much sense since we're all going to be together in the tubs, but, well, we will follow your customs. What? You must have read that wrong. These are not mixed baths, sir. Men and women bathe in different rooms. What do you mean, not mixed? I'm sorry, I don't know who gave you that wrong information. You did. Me? I don't think so. I've been working here long enough to learn the rules, haha. Yes, or like three times. Well, Grim, we're going in. We'll meet you again on the way out in, say, 45 minutes. Bye, bro. Have fun. Haha, see you later. A few minutes later. Ah, this is lovely. The water's perfect, the incense smells great, and what's best, we're completely alone. Yeah. Did you see there's a door that leads to outdoor baths? Yeah, I took a look. They look nice. We can go there after a while. Sure. Whoa, I love this place. Have you ever been to this place before, Aiko? No. Well, the truth is, I have never had much time to travel or visit places. I've always been living with my uncle, training in the dojo, or studying in a very demanding school. So I'm feeling pretty excited. You can count on us from now on, Aiko. If you come to Mistbury with us, we'll take care of you as if you were a family member. Thank you, girls. You're the best. Well, in a couple of days, you have to go back to school. I'm gonna have a hard time getting used to the routine again. What about you? Do you want to come back? Is that a question? I'd stay on holiday forever. Although, if I have to be honest, I like Mistbury too much. I couldn't live here. Oh, really? Could it be that there's a boy waiting for you at school? What? Of course not. I don't have time for boys. And there's no one you like? No one. Can we change the subject now? Okay, what about you, Judy? Mom, I don't have time for boys either. Aha, okay. I was just curious. No need to be shy. We are among girls. I already said I didn't even have much time off, much less for those things. Mm-hmm. A few minutes later. Well, I want to try those outdoor baths. Who else is coming? I'm coming. Me too. Lauren? Give me 5 more minutes. I'm so comfortable right now. Sure, as you prefer. We'll be down there. It's just us in here, so it's like these are our private baths. Yeah, how weird. The place seems fine. Maybe the people of Funakanai don't like public baths. Maybe that's it. I feel sorry for Grim. He must be feeling lonely in the men's bath. Yeah, I wonder what he's thinking about. In the meantime, so, what do you think about the last Takashi Miike film? The story didn't blow me away. I prefer Hirokazu Koreeda. Well, I prefer your wife, and you don't see me complaining. Haha, you're a son of a bitch, Kanada. Hey, Hanako, have you seen how I trim my pubes? Is that the Prime Minister, Yoshihide Suga? Yes! Haha, that looks really nice. Okay, I've seen enough. I'm fucking leaving. Well, guys, I have to leave. It was nice to meet you all. Oh no, come on, Grim, we were about to start a chicken fight tournament. Jesus Christ, somebody save me. That sounds so good, but, What's that music? Come on, join us. The door's locked anyway. What? Why the fuck is it locked? Is that Grim? Grim? Lauren, thank God, where are you? And the girls' bath, is there a problem? Yes, there's like 20 guys in here, and they're fucking weird. And some horrible Chinese music has started to play in a loop. Really? There's no one on my side. Is it empty? You have to get me out of here, please. Hurry up, Grim. After this round, it's your turn. Sure, give me a second. I'm going right now. I don't think that'd be wise. Someone could enter at any moment. And I don't feel comfortable with this. I'll see you later. Sorry. Oh my fucking god, I'm fucked. I'm gonna take a shower, guys. Bye. Oh, I'll go with you. Oh god. A few minutes later. Finally, what took you so long? Sorry, I made some friends in the boys' baths and I lost track of time. Well, let's go to the airport. We'll stop at Hiromi's to say goodbye. Sounds good. Hiromi, we're leaving. Our cab is already outside. Oh, my favorite clients. You didn't have to come say goodbye, guys, but I'm very moved. Of course we had to. You've been the best guide we could have had. Thank you so much. I'll... What? I got an email from the agency. I'm sorry, this won't take a minute. What is this? You received your first rating. Congratulations. Our guide Hiromi was extremely good and flexible. He has a warm and highly motivated personality. The atmosphere was so special that it really felt like home to all of us. All respect for Hiromi, who does a great job there. A true example of an excellent tour guide. Man, I wonder what would have happened if you said bad things. That was a great review, Grim. Yeah, you speak for all of us, bro. I fully agree. I recommend him to anyone who wants to visit Japan. 5 stars out of 5. Grim. Are you okay, Hiromi? Sobbing. Grim, no one has ever filled the customer satisfaction survey before. No problem, man. You're a wonderful person. I want you to know that if you ever need an ally, just call me. You have a friend in Japan. Thanks, Hiromi. We'll miss you. Good luck. If you ever come to Mistbury, our home is your home. Thank you. I'll remember that. Farewell, family. Have a nice trip. Bye, Hiromi. Well, time to go. A wonderful 12-hour flight is waiting for us. I love this place. Yes, me too. Such a great experience. Bye-bye, Japan.
A few hours later.
And here we are, guys. Home sweet home. Okay, so the Japanese arc has ended. And it is... Yeah, we've got one more. We've got one more coming up for you guys before Animagus starts. Which I have no idea how in the world Joystick is going to be receptive of. But we're going to try. Definitely can't do what I had planned for Tuesday. Thursday. Couldn't do that. My God, they'd throw me out by my ears. Okay, so at any rate, guys, this is the Grim Lord, and we will see you next time on Grimm's Uncanny Valley with more Once in a Lifetime. Eternum is coming up. Stay tuned.